from Macworld San Francisco 2006. We're with Chuck Toporek, senior editor with O'Reilly Media, focusing primarily on the Macintosh and digital media books. What was your favorite moments from the keynote?
Well, I think some of the bigger announcements obviously were the MacBook Pro, where Apple finally announced that we're getting a faster Intel-based PowerBook slash now MacBook. The fact that we're now, you know, he introduced both the iMac and the new MacBook Pro here at Macworld shows something I think really significant for Apple. It's a big move for them, because the fact that they let out their laptop line with, you know, the 15-inch MacBook Pro, I think is a really smart strategic move for them, because it clearly states that, you know, they knew that this was a lacking feature for them, and they're pushing forward with it. So now it'll be interesting to see how they make the rest of the hardware product line evolve over the next year, because Jobs said that that's one of their goals. Is, you know, initially they were thinking that they're going to get all of their hardware over to Intel by mid-2007, and he says now we've accelerated that schedule and we're going to get it all done this year. You know, when you look at some of the stuff that Apple does, you know, there's big conferences that they exhibit at every year, and, you know, the next big show for Apple, in my view, is NAB, which is the National Association of Broadcasters Conference that's in Vegas every year. And it's usually in the first week in April. And during the keynote, Steve Jobs made this announcement that, you know, if you have one of the Pro apps, Final Cut Pro Studio or Final Cut Studio, Logic Pro or Aperture, that you can, in March, you can swap those disks out for universal binary disks for $49 each. You know, if they're going to release universal binaries in March, that means there's got to be hardware that's going to come to run that software. So, you know, my feeling was, you know, look to April. You know, and Steve Jobs said that, you know, at the very end of his keynote, he said April 1st of this year marks the 30th anniversary of the founding of Apple. You know, he said, you know, for them it was sort of a joke when they did it, and he also said that, you know, they're not sure how they're going to celebrate it this year. So, you know, maybe April Fool's Day this year we can be looking to see a new Intel-based Power Mac line. And so then the next question is, you know, what is that going to be called? Because, you know, we've seen them stick with the iMac, but they've switched the PowerBook over to the MacBook Pro. So what are they going to call the Power Macs? Are they going to call them Mac Macs? Or, you know, so it'll be interesting to see how they rename that product line. So I think, you know, everybody should keep their eye on end of March, beginning of April, and pay attention to all the news feeds coming off of NAB, because Apple's going to be doing some big stuff around then. I strongly believe that. With Apple's plans to have all of their hardware shifted over by the end of the year, you know, the last possible time that Apple would want to release a new piece of hardware would be around Thanksgiving, because they want to have something that's available for sale for the end of this year's holiday season, mid-November to the end of November, as sort of like the final straw or cutoff point for Apple to release their hardware. That's sort of what I would guess. Not that I know anything, but say they make the Mac Mini, an Intel-based Mac Mini, is the last machine that they push over to Intel, and they make that available for Christmas, and it's even less, a lower price than it is right now. People might say, okay, you know, if it's a Mac Mini and it's the top of the line Mac Mini, say it's $400 versus $600 or $700, whatever it is now, it really forces people to rethink, you know, okay, well, you know, here's an affordable machine that I can buy for Christmas instead of maybe an iPod, you know, or I bought my kid an iPod last year, I'll get him a Mac Mini this year or whatever. You know, there's been a lot of, you know, rumors and hypothesis from people running around about Apple working on some sort of home theater device. You know, they could come out with a home theater device, or they could just, you know, say, okay, here's the new version of the Mac Mini, and gee, it's got home theater capability to it.
At Macworld San Francisco 2006 with senior editor Chuck Toporek.